A very good afternoon. It's a pleasure to have you in studio with us telephonically, of course.
Yes, it's a pleasure for me to be here.
I'm sure the people were anticipating because I kept telling them that we're getting hold of Velvicia. They have very good, interesting news for us today.
Yes, of course. We have our integrated orientation and first ever mini faculty and career exhibition happening right at our campus.
Imagine. First, before we get into the interview, what is the turnout of the people, of the students? How is the atmosphere where you are now?
We have a lot of students. So for this year, in itself, we are opening our doors to about 1,200 new students. And for the city campus, of course, today we have over 300 students that are here for the orientation program, and more are still coming. And the atmosphere is definitely one of fun and one of expectation. Students are networking with the exhibitors right now. They are getting to know their peers. And it's really, really just a fun atmosphere to be in.
I can only imagine. Of course, tell us about this historic bus that is happening currently at the Velvicia University this week. And what makes this year's orientation so different from the others?
Well, I'm just happy, to be honest with you, this is definitely a landmark event for us. It's the first of its kind. Last year, during our orientation program, we incorporated a mini faculty fair, which is basically just exhibiting our own two faculties, the various schools, giving students some information about what the schools are offering. And this year, basically, we are moving beyond the basic registration to actually host an inaugural mini faculty and career exhibition. So the career exhibition is an exhibition where we have different exhibitors exhibiting their information to the students, career information, handing out some fun gifts and information leaflets. And we are not just welcoming students, we are also empowering minds and shaping futures through our achievers, Velvicia Achievers Private College also being on site, giving out information for students. And also our industry partners are also right here at our doorstep. And they will only be here for today, but the orientation program continues until tomorrow.
I was just about to ask, is this only open to Velvicia University? Because some of us are feeling closed out now.
Well, of course, Velvicia University students do get access, first of all. They get preference. However, if we still have students that want to join and want to find out more, of course, we have our faculties also exhibiting. You can come onto our main campus, which is at 39 Post Street Mall, in town in the Channel Life building on the M2 balcony. And you can find out some more information about the different faculties that we have. We have the Faculty of Law, the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education. And we also have a Faculty of Health Sciences where our flagship programs are, our nursing programs. So students can really come and find out more about what we have to offer.
Now, Ms. Crystal, you have mentioned some big names joining you. Who can students expect to see at this exhibition?
We have quite a few from the banking industry. So we have Standard Bank, and they came full swing with board games and a pool table, PlayStations, and Letsego, not to keep them behind. Letsego Banking are also there with their yellow and black, giving out a lot of promotional items and games. Then we also have Big Bank, the Big Red Bank. They are here handing out some financial literacy information and also just general career fair information. Then we also have Campus Connect, which is a campus magazine for all students currently in Namibia. And they are here helping students to subscribe to the online magazine. And we also have My Zone from the Namibia Media Holdings, and they are here as our media partner, and they are grabbing student stories like nobody's business with fun and games. They came with a big, big sound system, and the music, that's why I had to leave from there, because the music is so loud as we speak. And we also have student accommodation with the United Africa Group. They are here to offer information to students about student affordable student accommodation in the city center, which actually is very close to our campus, our city campus. So those are the institutions that I can see at this point in time that are currently joining us, and we are so thrilled to actually have them with us.
Interesting. Now, for a new student, university can, of course, be very feeling sort of like intimidating and trying to find their way. It's like almost like a one lost in a jungle. Now, how is this event making that transition easier for students?
Well, you know, the orientation program is a 2-day program, and we have designed this so that it is as engaging as possible. Now, earlier this morning, the students, the orientated students, were on campus, and they had different sessions, orientation information sessions, on the various programs, academics, student life, you know, how to settle in. Also, what are the student resources, such as our BUKU programs that we have, Moodle, and all of that. And then now, of course, this is the time that we get to have fun. We first ended off the morning session with a nice campus tour, toured by our SRC, and they toured the students around, actually showed them around. And now is the time for fun and games here at the Mini Faculty and Career Expo. So where we have live music, as I mentioned earlier, interactive games, and a lot of giveaways. And of course, free food. Students love free food. So in a nutshell, I think that is a full 360-degree introduction to student life.
Nice. Now, which academic fields are being showcased at the Mini Faculty Exhibition?
Oh, yes. So we have our flagship faculty, which is the Faculty of Health Sciences, and they are exhibiting programs such as our foundation certificate in nursing, as well as our enrolled nursing program and the Bachelor of Nursing. Alternatively, also they have the diploma in pharmacy, which is selling out like hotcakes, and we just have a few spaces left in Walfish Bay at the moment. And we also have programs such as the diploma in environmental sciences that are on showcase, and a first of its kind, the master's in public health, is also launching today under the Faculty of Health. And then, of course, a new faculty that started last year is the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, where we have programs such as a diploma in legal studies, LLB, bachelor's degree in law. And then under our commerce subjects and programs, we actually have programs under project management, supply chain, and supply chain management. And of course, we have an education school as well under this faculty, where we have a bachelor of senior secondary education that is also on showcase today, providing students with first-hand career information before they step into their first lecture.
Now, with over 1,200 students expected across the country, Ms. Crystal, where should they go to get involved?
Well, of course, for today at the Mini Faculty and Career Expo, it is at the main hub here at our city campus on the M2 floor, which is at 39 Post Street Mall, here in the Channel Life building in town. However, this spirit of orientation also extends across campuses countrywide.
I lost you there for a moment. Extends to other campuses?
Countrywide. So we have campuses in Otapi, in Walfish Bay, in Kombat, in I'm so excited, Kurankuru, Katsima is where we have campuses, Ongwendiva, not Grootfontein yet, and then Mururani, we have our campuses, and they are all experiencing the same vibe as today. So, yeah.
Interesting. And the orientation would probably run up until what time?
Today's program runs at 5 o'clock, and tomorrow's program starts again at 8 o'clock. And if students want to find out more details, they can actually visit our website at www.wu.edu.na, or a favorite, we just reached 50K followers on our Facebook page.
Interesting.
And our handle on our social media is WU Namibia, and you can get all our information, timely, accurate information on our social media platforms and our website. And also, we would like to state that our 2026 application and registration have been extended until 28 February 2026. So that's 28 February 2026 to accommodate more students who want to be part of the only university where everyone is an achiever. And prospective students are also encouraged to apply using our website, www.wu.edu.na.
Currently, just repeat that for somebody who was listening, kind of like missed it. Application has been extended to until when?
Until the 28th of February 2026,
and
students can still apply to all our programs, and they do so by applying online at www.wu.edu.na.
Okay, and this is for all faculties, right?
This is for all faculties, yes.
Okay.